od države u poslednjih par godina toliko se pogubila sama sa sobom da onda tako neke stvari koje imaju smisao, mislim da bi trebali svi da podržimo u svom ovom stvarno haosu. Ostalo je jako malo, jako mali broj i vrednih ljudi i vrednih stvari i mislim da oko tih stvari treba pre svega svi normalni ljudi da se okupljaju.
Cross Radio.
Dobar dan i veseli pozdrav iz Zagreba i studija Radija SC.
Danas je sunčan dan, za razliku od sinoćnje mistične atmosfere koja je obavila prostore teatra itd.
Naime, u četvrtak 21. veljače u velikoj dvorani teatra itd. u Studentskom centru u Zagrebu nastupio je mladi talentirani kantautor Nathan Amundsen koji svira pod imenom Rivolec.
Svirajući na akustičnoj gitari, interpretirajući svoju poeziju prošivenu nitima ljubavi i melakonlije, anđelskim i nadzemaljskim glasom, Rivolec je posjetitelje doslovce doveo do suza.
Rivolec je također za sve slušatelje Cross Radija dao ekskluzivni intervju u kojem progovara o svojoj poeziji i glazbi, koncertima i suradnji sa poznatim muzičarima i izdavačkim kućama. Što se krije iza imena Rivolec i koji je glavni razlog što danas nastupa sam?
I was in a couple of bands with like my brother and different friends when I was young, like in high school, and then I'm a control freak, so I wanted to run the show, so I started Rivulet so that I could be the only true member, and then I collaborate with other people, but no matter what, like tonight I'm playing solo, but it's still Rivulet's. Because Rivulets is just me and whatever else I want to do at the time. The word in English just means a small stream, but it's not used very much anymore. It's kind of an old, obscure word, so I just like it because it doesn't have much of a meaning to anybody. So I can do any kind of music and still call it Rivulets.
Cross Radio.
Proteklih je 10 godina posvetio stvaranju glazbe i neprekidnim turnejama, a na svojoj je posljednjoj europskoj turneji svirao sa bendovima kao što su Low, Songs Ohio i Great Lake Swimmers. Kako je došlo do suradnje sa bendom Low i sa kime je još do sad surađivao?
A lot of different people. They're just friends. They're always people whose music I already like. Like, I'm a big fan of what they're doing. So we become friends, and then I ask them to play on a Rivulets album or play live or whatever, and they just, I guess they help me realize the sound in a way that I can't do on my own. They can do things that I can't do. I was I'm still a big fan of Low, and I used to go see them a lot in the early days. We all lived in Minnesota. They did, and at the time I did too. So I would see them a lot, and we just kind of became friends. And when I wanted to make the record, I asked Alan if he would record it, because I knew he had a home studio in his house, and he said he would. And then for about 6 months, we shopped it around to different labels and were getting very impatient that nobody was picking it up. And finally, one day, Alan just said, "Hey, I want to start this new label, Chair Kickers. Do you mind if I put out your CD?" And I was like, "Of course not. That's great." And then I guess maybe about a year later, we recorded another one called Debridement, and he ended up putting that out as well.
Ovu turneju odrađuje potpuno samostalno. Koliko je to zahtjevno i što mu danas pri stvaranju glazbe predstavlja najveći izazov?
I think right now on this tour, because it's been a solo tour, it's been really, it's been a challenge for me, but it's also offered a lot of freedom because I don't have to have a set list every night, or at least I don't have to stick to a set list. I can, if I all of a sudden feel like playing some old song or some new song, I can just do it. So right now, like, that's exciting, and it means I'm playing a lot of, on this tour, I'm playing a lot of new songs that haven't been recorded yet. So it's a good chance to kind of work those out live before I go back to the States and eventually record them.
Sam priča koliko je vremena u idealnoj verziji treba proći od pisanja pjesme do njenog snimanja.
I like to tour on a song for a while, like do one or two tours before I record it, because I feel like it helps you understand what you want to do with the song more. Like some of the new songs that I'm playing now are already a lot different than they were a year ago. Before I go into record, I like to know exactly what I'm going to do. So enough time to know exactly what I'm going to do, but not too much time that I'm tired of the songs or that I'm not excited about them anymore.
Koja je najtužnija pjesma tužnog Rivoleca i uz koju glazbu je odrastao i sazrijevao kao muzičar?
The one that comes to mind right now is pretty recent, actually. It's Blue and Gray Coat by American Music Club, Mark Eitzel. That song is really sad. And I've always liked, like, Billie Holiday. I'm a big fan of Billie Holiday. So she's got, you know, like, Don't Explain, Strange Fruit, lots of great stuff. I grew up listening to The Cure and The Smiths and Morrissey, so all of that stuff is important to me. More recent stuff, I really like that Burial record called Untrue. I've been listening to that a lot. And I always listen to a lot of, like, 60s pop, like the Kinks and the Zombies, and even in the 70s, like Big Star. I like pop music, and then more experimental stuff and heavier stuff like Heisu, and I was a huge fan of Swans. Swans was very important, especially when Rivulets first started. I'm sorry for
the sad. I za kraj, Rivulec nam objašnjava što misli o glazbi uopće i u kojem će se smjeru ona razvijati.
The only thing that I know right now is that artists need labels less than they ever have. So in a way that's pretty liberating, that you really can do it on your own. You don't need a record label. And I think the labels are probably not loving that. and the ones who can't adapt or can't figure out how to take care of artists and still make a living as a label are just gonna die. But in general, I think it's a really good time because anybody can make music and anybody can hear it.
I za kraj poslušajte dio snimke sinoćnjeg koncerta iz teatra ITD.
Ma nije slabo, u redu.
Kako vem, fajn je, super je, mega.
U redu.
U redu je.
U redu. U redu.
Ja, u redu, valjda, ja, vse u redu,
super,
isto bo. Ja, ja.
Super je bilo.
Super, u redu, res...
Zelo u redu.
U redu.
U redu, čuj.
U redu, u redu.
Odlično. U redu.
U redu.
Za posrat. Radio Študent 89,3. U redu, za posrat.